The upper Midwest has been experiencing a wide variety of weather. And what is that doing to our rivers? I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. We've been hearing about a vast variety of weather. Some areas too wet, some areas too dry. What's that doing with our river transportation? I put that question to Mike Steenhook, Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition.
There's been a lot of area of the Midwest and the Plain States that have had a nice reversal of drought conditions. When you look at the drought map, a lot of areas in that white, which you want to be. And so we've gotten a pretty good amount of rainfall. But then when you look further to the east, after a pretty wet spring, there's been the spigots have been pretty moderate when it comes to some of the states, you know, east of the Mississippi River. And these are the states that feed into the Ohio River, which the Ohio River provides a significant volume of water to the Mississippi River when you have the juncture at Cairo, Illinois.
And because of the lack of rain in some of these areas, yes, it's affecting our rivers.
And so because water levels are pretty low the volume of water on the Ohio River is pretty low, you're seeing low water conditions start to emerge on the lower part of the Mississippi River. Places like Memphis, Tennessee is really showing some evidence of low water. And so that could result in some abbreviated and abridged barge transportation as we proceed into the fall. So it's definitely something to keep our eyes focused on.
And of course, that is going to be something we continue to watch as harvest is now underway, especially to the south. With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Lundberg.